The show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you very much for tuning in to the show this week and tuning into our station as regularly as you do, because we have been blessed to have you on the station, and we've been blessed to have you actually listening to us. We've been doing some great numbers, and it's been great. I think that a lot of people are getting to know us. A lot of people are beginning to understand what kind of ministry that we're bringing out there and stuff, and that we're touching people's lives, and that we're actually ministering in a different way. I don't know if many of y'all listen to the broadcast as far as my shows all the time, but you understand how I try and get into your heart and into your mind to minister to your spirit and to minister to you and to get things working in you. Amen. Well, today is Tuesday, August the 18th, and I celebrated my birthday yesterday on the 17th. It was sweet and sour at the same time. It was sweet to have another great year and have another year added to my life. Amen. Another year of my legacy. I don't know if you ever heard my sermon Legacy, but go on to Survivors by Faith. I think it's actually on midwatchwiththerev.com. You can actually get a a download of that, and what you can do is you can actually hear the broadcast of Legacy, which talks about when you die or when you have done your work and everything. It talks about adding to your legacy every year, adding to you, to who you are, a man of God, a woman of God that you should be. Well, it was beautiful. Like I said, it was gorgeous. It was nice because I was able to spend it with my kids the whole day, and I was able to have them with me and do what we had to get done. And we went to go eat, I think, at Fuddruckers late yesterday, about 7 o'clock. But it was sour in the part that yesterday we buried my cousin, and we had our funeral yesterday, and it was sad on that part. It was sad because we did not expect that to happen so soon. She was fighting cancer. So today's show is dedicated to Rebecca. It's Rebecca's faith, Rebecca's story, whatever you want to call it. But that's what today's show is. We're going to talk about faith on this day of faith, and how about yesterday with that. Amen. Faith is something that we have to hope for, and we have to believe in. My cousin, she's made it. She has made it to heaven. She is with God. She is doing what she needs to have. She has done what she had to do. She did her part on this earth. Amen. She has done everything that she needed to get done. She did before she left for God. God had some other assignments, and he took her home. And I tell you what, Sunday night, I was a wreck. I cried and I cried and I cried, especially when I seen her kids, 5 beautiful children. And as I walked over there and gave them hugs and told them that I would be there for them no matter what, that I will be there for them, I looked at their eyes, and they were dealing strong. They were dealing really strong with everything. Sure, they cried, but they weren't crying hysterically. They looked like God had just given them wisdom and strength, and they're going to be some awesome men and women of God as they grow. We will not let them forget their mother. And we see their mother in each one of them. And it's good to know that their kids know God. And they're all young, except one of them's 18 already. And he knows God, and he works with children and works with the youth. And so he is doing good things as well, this young man. He's my cousin, and I love him so much. And I tell you, I was really broken. I was sad. But at the same time, at the same time, I had by Monday, by yesterday, I had cried my tears that I needed to cry. When I looked at her casket, I looked at someone that I grew was a big part of my life, that was in my early life as well, that I hang out with, and to see that and know that they lived their life for God, and it was a great thing. It's a great thing. I'm going to share some more things on that. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. If you'd like to email me, therev at midwatchwiththerev.com. That is therev at midwatchwiththerev.com. Or you can write me, David at revmedianetwork.com. Usually all the program and stuff, that's what goes to David at revmedianetwork.com. But if you want to write me there, that's fine. As long as you write, that's great. And we're starting our Chatango account. Again, we're logging in. We're logging in, and we're trying to see if you're going to chat with me today. You can go to the chat screen on the bottom of your window. You'll find me there, logged in right now. So if you want to hear or talk to me, it's a good time to start doing that. We are waiting for your replies and for what you want to know about faith. Today is a day of faith. Today we're walking and talking and believing that God is going to do great things, that He's going to do awesome things for you. We believe it. We're talking about Rebecca's story, or Rebecca's faith, and that is the title of today's show. There's going to be some things I'm going to introduce to you, some points I'm going to make, and I just want you to know that it's awesome. As sad as we may be in our hearts and our minds, it's awesome to know that she made it, that she's in heaven, and no more suffering physically. Amen. Let me give you some updates, what's happening in our ministry and what things are going on. We've been having some constant visitors, and I want to thank all the visitors to the station. We're a fairly new station. It doesn't sound like it because we know what we're doing. We've been doing this for a while. We've been broadcasting, doing shows, and doing media through books, through podcasting, through radio waves around the world. I can tell you right now that we've gone from coast to coast and down in the southern parts of South America, lower parts of South America, on satellite. We've touched people in all these other countries before. So it hasn't been anything new. The only thing new was trying to put a station, the station part together. That was the new part. Everything else was easy. As far as putting the shows together, it does take time to write these shows and get the material together. But other than that, we just basically did what we had to do as far as learning the system and stuff and how the shows should be played. And I want to thank all our hosts, Charles Mellett, David Hope, and Dana Smith with One Radio, David Hope with Metro Church, and Charles Mellett with The Eyes of Christ. Life in the Eyes of Christ. Life through the Eyes of Christ. I apologize. Life through the Eyes of Christ. Now, believing that God is doing a good thing in everybody's life. I just recently did a show or like an event with some of my friends and some family last week on Friday. And when I went to go to this event, it was about 3 to 4 hours long. I met some people that work with us, and not everybody at the event was saved, if not any. but either way, we tried to get some work done. And one of the young men that was working with me on my part of the building was, it was a real good man, real young, good, fast worker, did his job, really, really good worker. But as I studied him and as I looked at him, I could see that he had no relationship with God. But beyond that, I could see that he did not want to spend any time with God at all. So let me tell you about that story in a few minutes. I'm going to put a quick commercial on for you so you can hear about my book, which you haven't bought yet. Buy it. God bless. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere that books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the Auxiliary Studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. RevMin Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, which is extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Amen, and welcome back. Welcome back to our show. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Been Watch with the Rev. I hope you've been enjoying some of the shows that we've had. I think Dana Smith has been getting a lot of viewing, and we find out that as we looked at the ratings and stuff, and we can see that stuff through the software that we have and through the internet, of course, and stuff that we have that tie into who's listening and who else is doing things on air with us. And one of the things that I think that is interesting is that a lot of people listen to the station between 7 and 11 at night. And that is awesome. I don't have my own show live at that time, but I do record it live at 2 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. And when I record it, I replay that same show at 11 o'clock. So I'm contemplating if I should go ahead and move that 11 o'clock rebroadcast to a 10 o'clock rebroadcast, because a lot of people are still listening between 10 and 11, and maybe that will help. Now, we have a stream that's running 24/7. So that means there's new content 24/7, and that we are able to actually get out there and get you some good new shows and make things happen for you. So, my friends, it's awesome what we're doing today. It's called Day of Faith, Rebecca's story, and it's about seeing good things happen for you. Before we went on the break to listen to that barrage of commercials, we're talking about this event that I was doing this last Friday. It was after I found out the news about my cousin. It was something I committed to, and I went ahead and just went to it anyway, honored my commitment, finished what I had to finish up over there. But throughout the event, I met an individual that was helping throughout the entire event, and he wasn't saved. He wasn't a Christian. And as I studied him, because we were talking about different things in life, I looked at him and I told him that he should come to my church. And he just looked at me right away, and he just stood still. And he's like, "Why?" I go, "But before you answer, let me tell you this." He's like, "What?" I said, "You don't know God, you don't want to know God, and you don't care." He looked at me astonished that I looked at him and told him that. And I was just very straightforward with him. And I looked at him and told him God is real. And because of my cousin's passing and stuff, it was so much on my heart about life. And it should be like that, right? That our hearts should be open so much about life. About life. That God is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Those things can happen, have happened, and will happen. My friends, he looked at me with a very serious, serious, serious face. And he said, "I don't believe in all that." He was like, "I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't believe in God." So I stood there for just a few seconds as he said that, and I just cracked up. I go, "Then what do you believe in?" "I believe in something." He goes, "It's okay not to believe anything," is what he told me. And I wasn't going to argue with him. But I did tell him this. I told him, "You know what? God is real. And you know that. But you want to argue it and ignore it, that's fine. But God is real." And he goes, "I don't know what's up with you people." And I start cracking up. He goes, "I don't know what's up with you." And he goes, your brother and everyone else that I ran into around the entire city that I live in right here, they all keep wanting me to go to church." He goes, "I don't want to go to church. I don't. I care not to go. I would rather not go at all." And I kept laughing. He goes, "Why are you laughing?" And I said, "Do you see how much God cares about you? Wow, I'm amazed." He's like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I'm amazed that he has asked you time and time and time again through people, friends, family, strangers, to come to church, to come into his presence, to come into his house." My friends, how many of you have been asked by God? How many of you know that he's been trying to find you and trying to bring you home? He knows where you're at. You were never lost. God is good. God is good for his people. Remember that scripture we read in Joel, that my people will never be ashamed, but we also read in that same scripture, because he has done good things for us. For he has done good things and dealt goodly with you and dealt good with you. My friends, God is awesome, and God knows what's happening to you today. Today we're talking about faith. Today we're talking about Rebecca's faith. One thing that they told us at the funeral that my cousins preached, I had some cousins that was her sister and her sister's husband, which is my cousin-in-law, which is Mike. Mike Salazar comes on Wednesday nights on the show with us on Wednesday afternoons, and they said to be happy, to be strong, to be encouraged. So my friends, I want you to stay encouraged. That wasn't the song I wanted to play. I have no idea how we got that one. I could have really picked something else. Let's go ahead and stop that one. Sorry. Excuse me. I picked the wrong one. It was supposed to be Spring, and I don't know why. Here it goes. Rebecca's Faith on the Midwatch. Rebecca's Faith. That's the music I thought it was. Anyway, my friends, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you because when I was at the funeral, I'm like, how can we get through most of this stuff? How can you? How can you make it through the day when you have family and friends that pass and you've loved them so much and you have to let go? Sometimes it's hard to. I built a website, and I've mentioned it here on the station before, and its name is SurvivorsByFaith.com. A lot of people take a misconception when they look at it, and they automatically think that that site was built for people that have survived like sicknesses, diseases, train wrecks, car wrecks, and it is for that. It is for that, for those that are saved that have been able to get through those things. It is. Absolutely. But it is also a site. It is also a site that I've put together for those that do not make it, and the story is told by their loved ones. It is also a place where you can post a comment or join a blog about faith. About trying to make it when you've lost your loved one, and tell us about them. A lot of people don't realize that's what that website was put together. Sure, it has my sermons on there, or has my shows, my archives of everything about faith and everything about surviving with faith and healing and deliverance and stories like that. It has that. Yes, it does. Absolutely. Because we believe God heals. Amen. We believe that people can be changed. Amen. And that in a twinkle of an eye, they can be gone. What's a twinkle of an eye? What's a twinkling of an eye? Seconds? Milliseconds? I don't know anything further than milliseconds, but you know what I mean. God is good, my friends. And I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this, my friends. Survivors by Faith was built and designed for you to share your testimonies, In fact, I was hoping to get enough testimonies from Survivors by Faith that we could do another book called Survivors by Faith and have everybody's testimonies in it. Rebecca Bashan was my cousin. She passed away last week. August 12th, 2009. And I believe that her story, I'm going to put that on Survivors by Faith, as well as some other things on the relationship site that I've been promising I'm going to get on there, and I will. So, my friends, I want you to go to Survivors by Faith. I want you to look at the archives. And you have to do a search to go and find them and stuff. And then I'm going to start putting these blogs. And I'm going to have everybody that I know of that knew Rebecca put a blog in there. And we're going to put Rebecca's picture in there. And maybe one or two. You can ask people, but by the time they actually do it, it'll be a while sometimes. And I don't mean to be rude or sound pessimistic, if you want to use that word. But I will say this, that God is good, and that he has good people out there that honor their commitments and honor time. I am a stickler to time. I make sure it gets done and it happens. But make a commitment. You will never, I'm going to tell you this one more time, you will never ever get to an appointment. If you have an appointment with me, you will never beat me to that appointment. I will be waiting for you. That is my attitude. It's probably my flaw at times too, because I rushed and raced to get to places on time. I don't want anyone ever waiting on me. I honor commitment. I honor time. I honor it. I don't play with it. I do not play with it at all. So, my friends, we're talking about faith. We're talking about survivors by faith. We're talking about my cousin Rebecca and her faith and how she survived. And when we get back from this quick little break, I'm going to tell you some of the things about her life that made her so powerful in God. Amen. We're talking about faith, my friends. Faith on Midwatch with the Rev. Faith. Rebecca's faith. We'll be right back.
Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They can be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have over there. God bless you. Thank you. Host of Midwatch with the Rev and its general station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here at Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. Relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back. See, I wasn't going to give you a whole bunch of commercials, but I did put you some. And I just want to tell you that God is good. God is good. And I believe that God is doing some good things in your life. I believe that God is doing some good things in my life, and I want to share with you some of the things. Rebecca's faith, Rebecca's passion, I believe is one of the main things about her faith. She had a passion for God. All she was God's. Amen? All she was God's. She walked with God. She talked with God. Everything about her was God. Her day started with God. Her day ended with God. She had a passion for life with God. She had such a passion that she touched hundreds of people. When we were at the funeral, the entire place was packed. In fact, even at the burial, when they lower the casket and stuff, nobody left. Not one person left. In fact, they had a little awning where we were at that the family, the immediate family, would sit in. And they brought the casket there. Funeral director dismissed everybody after everything was done and mentioned that the pallbearers were going to take the body up the hill to put it the body to rest. Well, no, everybody decided to go watch that. I think he was trying to hint to us to go ahead and go. Well, they put her in the ground, and then they closed the casket up with the cement thing that they had, the block they put on top, and then they put the dirt over it. Everybody stood there until the last dirt was put on, until it was draped in flowers around it. And even after that, nobody left. That's passion, my friend. That is passion that touched people's lives. That is passion that changed people. Not on 1 minute. Not on 10 minutes on radio here like we do. I mean, it has to go beyond the station, amen? And it does. In my life, it does. People that I know, I love them. But it goes to a daily effect. A daily effect. Constantly she was on the phone. Constantly she was helping people. Constantly she was praying for them. Constantly she would let them know. She had a passion. A passion for God. And people knew that passion. People knew that passion. They respected it. They loved it. It made them get inspired. And it gave them life. It gave them life. So my friends, I want to tell you of her passion. It was contagious. It touched people's life, even in her death. People were moved and were touched. The sermon was so beautiful. The everything that was part of it, very loving, very open. It was a perfect going home. For my cousin, it was great. Another thing is she had choices. Years ago, I was a young preacher. I invited her sister, Lydia, to come out to hear me preach. I asked if she would come over there. My brother brought her. And I preached that sermon. At the end of that sermon, I asked those that wanted to give their hearts to Christ that there was time to stop running and start believing for Jesus. She gave her heart to Christ that day. Now, she met a friend of ours, which is Pastor Mike Salazar, and they got married years down the road. And together, they embarked in a Christian walk together, in a marriage, in a ministry, and they changed lives. People in her family got saved and born again and followed Jesus. All from that one night sermon that we had. That sermon that we had. And my sermon, I didn't think was that good. Nobody was even jumping around or moving, blah, blah, blah. I think it was beyond their years. That's what it was. I could preach the sermon. I remember the sermon today, what I preached about it. And if it was just for one person, which I believe it was, if it was just for one person, that they would be changed. And that was a sermon that I preached that Lydia got saved. And Lydia's salvation led to Becky's salvation, who passed away on August 12th, 2009. 36 years old, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gorgeous young woman. She lost a fight with cancer, but it didn't take her spirit, her soul, her mind, and her heart. They belong to God, every bit of it. It's a beautiful journey, and it's beautiful to see that God used her, and God used her greatly to touch all these people's lives. There's hundreds of people there at the funeral, and that is good. That is good. And it's awesome. Now, she made a choice. She made a choice years ago. I don't quite know when, but in between, after that sermon and a few other sermons, I was with the ministry from India traveling a lot, so I didn't get to see them as much. And in between that time, she gave her heart to God and she was following God. Now, she had some growing and she grew, but the end result of her was an awesome, beautiful, walking woman with God, given to God in all aspects of her life. She was a single mother, and she worked full time to take care of her children, and she blessed and did as much as she could. She gave everything she could to those who needed it, and she didn't blink twice at all, basically, when somebody asked her for something. She's an awesome woman of God. Awesome. There are several great things that happened in the last few days before this. She had no funds to pay for her funeral. My cousin-in-law, Michael, went on a three-day call-a-thon to everyone that he knew that had churches that knew of her. He was able to raise $7,000. They're still $3,000 shy. Our ministry, our church, and myself are going to help try and cover some of that debt. If you'd like to help, send a gift. To Lydia Salazar, that's Lydia Salazar, and then on the note put in memory of Becky or Rebecca, and send that gift to help. I'm going to rebroadcast this. I hope you can hear this. They need to cover $3,000 more in debt. The funeral home allowed them to bury her and allowed them to take the gravesite and use the funeral facilities, so there's still some lingering debt that needs to be paid. We're believing God's going to help. I'm going to do my best, and I pray that my listeners, my faithful listeners, could help with that as well and give a gift to help. It always helps to bless. If you want to give beyond that, you can give to Lydia Salazar. Lydia Salazar, in memory of Becky, for her children. Again, 5 children. Lydia's taking full responsibility for them, and you can send whatever you want to help them. There's no minimum. If you give on my PayPal accounts, make sure you put on the memo line for Lydia, for Becky Bashan, in care of, for Becky, for Becky's funeral, or for Becky's kids. Whatever you want to put, we're going to give the funds to Lydia so she can finish paying the debt, and then we're going to also make sure that the kids are taken care of. I'm going to financially commit to take care of those kids and help them. I know everybody has problems like this, but just amazing when you see it happen right there, hands on. Another great thing about Becky was that she enjoyed to love and to dance before God and just worship Him and dance and in music, praise and worship with her heart and soul. They said that when she would visit, that they would know she was coming because of the music that they played, that she played. The music, you would hear the music before you would see her, and they were just praise and worship songs for God. I'm telling you, my friends, we have a choice to live for God. We're not. Life has its choice. And the choice, don't wait till it's too late. Enjoy life. Don't take... Well, of course, we want you to take Jesus on your deathbed if that's where it comes down to. But what I'm saying is, don't wait that long. don't wait that long to actually have Jesus in your heart. Enjoy life with Christ. Now, Pastor Charles Mellon always preaches life in the eyes of Christ, or life through the eyes of Christ. See life through the eyes of Christ. See it for yourself, my friends. Today, you have a choice. You have a choice today. On the bottom of your screen, there's a messenger that says, "Chat Tango, chat with Midwatch." That is me, David Yanez. You can chat with me right now, and we can talk about the Lord. We can take your questions. Let me give you our address. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can also make your gifts to Revelation Ministries if that's easier. It's tax deductible. And we'll make sure that we get a gift out there. We'll make sure we get the gift out there too, to them. My friends, God is good. And I believe God's going to help all five of their children. I can't replace, or nobody can replace their mother, but we can remind them of their mother. Amen. One thing else about Becky was that she encouraged and made, not only encouraged, but made sure for certain that her children were involved in ministry. That they were involved in the ministry of help or doing something. One did the youth groups in children's church. The other was the right-hand helper in children's church. The other one was a singer. The other one just helped in any way that she could. And the other one just helped regardless, whether you wanted to help or not, regardless. So I'm telling you, it's good. It is good. It is good that God has given us a saint, a person that loves God, a woman of God, and that she made herself not only get encouraged and fighting for God, not only get her children saved and have them following God, but also made sure that the kids were involved in every aspect of the ministry that they could be. That's only God, my friends. Another great thing was that no matter what, she walked around with faith. She walked around with faith. Even in her darkest days with this sickness, she walked and she talked and she believed in faith. God is good. Amen. God is good because He knew what He made when Rebecca was going to go through this. He knew Rebecca could get through this. That she kept her head high. I'm telling you, my friends, there are going to be times when you don't win. It doesn't happen. And you're left there to wonder why. You need to lift up your hands, pick up your head, and believe that God is still King of the day. And that God is still ruler over your life. And you can't wait. And you can't sit. And you can't cry and cry and cry. But you've got to rise up. And you've got to step up for God. Challenge yourself today, my friends. And that's my question for you. Challenge yourself today. Challenge yourself. That you're going to leave and that you're going to make things happen for your family, just like Rebecca did. That you're going to make sure your kids are involved in changing people's lives. That you're going to make sure that souls are going to be touched. In Jesus' name. I believe that each one of us need to take example of this young woman's of faith. Each one of us has to. I think the last thing that I noticed about Becky, it was in her death, and I covered it a little bit, that she had an awesome and powerful send-off, that there was so much love in that room. Yeah, we cried, and there was a lot of crying, and there was a lot of tears, because she was a great woman, and we loved her so much. We loved her a whole bunch, and I cried. And I cried a lot. Didn't think I would, but I did. I just let it go. And the thing is, when the service started and we prayed and we preached, and the prayer and preaching was out there, that God just really touched us all. Because we could see the love in the air that everyone had for him. And those that need to be saved got saved that night, my friends. And on the Monday, on my birthday, when we actually went to go to the burial, and we're at the funeral home, we were happy. I don't know. We were just happy. Everybody was. There was a little bit more tears, a little bit more crying, but we were happy. We were happy. Amen? That no matter what, my friends, we were excited about God and about God in our lives and about what God did with Becky and what God's going to do with the children and about God just being there, right there, for everyone that was there. We were excited about that. We were excited. Amen. Well, we're going to take another break. When we get back, we'll talk to you about the scripture of the day. God bless you. We will be right back.
Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Cannons, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. If you've heard that call sign over the last 5 years, you have heard that through our podcast stations, through stations that we used to be on the air, through radio, regular radio, through terrestrial stations, and now we are on RevMediaNetwork.com. Our address has changed, so when they broadcast our broadcasting, sometimes you hear our old address, which is the 2981 address. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, our address has changed to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. If you hear this broadcast throughout the day, we're trying to let y'all know that our address has changed. We've had calls and stuff about the new address, so we're trying to get that information to you and to let you know that you are listening to the most influential ministers, the most influential ministers and Christian talk show host on here with the original program on RevMediaNetwork.com. Thank you again. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of Midwatch at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and is networked around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that He gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. God bless you, man. We've been talking about faith. We've been talking about Becky's faith. And we're going to close that part of the service, our service show off. We're going to play her song one more time. And here we go. God bless you. It's a short song. Don't worry. Rebecca's faith. Talking about faith. On Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Rebecca's story. Amen. That didn't take long. Did it? I promise you, would it? Really not hard to hear and understand the great things that God is doing. Right now, we're going to turn to our scripture of the day. So, my friends, get ready, sit back, hold your ears. Here it goes. And it's time for our scripture of the day. Our scripture of the day is brought to you by, I'm playing, RevMinistries.com, I suppose. And I'm tearing up the desk here. Give me a second. Our scripture today is found in Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Amen. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I'm telling you, my friends, that God is so eager to help you, so eager to touch your life, so eager to make things happen for you. God is good. God is awesome. God is doing great things and making great things happen in your life. So when you step aside and you look at life and you wonder how else could you change people's lives, or how are you going to get through this situation? How will you make it through the next day? If you're faced with an incident or a situation like our family had been faced with our cousin, and you need to know that SurvivorsByFaith.com and that Jeremiah 33:3 is there, saying, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So, the answers are out there. God is so eagerly wanting to give them to you, so eagerly wanting to make them available for your life, that all you have to do is call. All you have to do is look for them. He may tell you the thing that you're looking for the most, and it may come to you as a surprise. That was our scripture of the day. Amen. Amen. My friends, hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you've liked what you've heard today. Sorry, I'm still a little bit out of it, a little bit tired from everything. Remember, tomorrow's about leadership. Next day's about outreach and missions. Friday, talk about relationships. And then we kick off the week again with relationships and back to faith on Tuesdays. So, my friends, I pray that this song, these shows, have been a blessing to you. Let me give you our address again. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our phone number is 888-241-0768. My email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. And you could also write me at david@revmedianetwork.com. So I pray that you're able to listen to our shows and that you will be able to pray. And if God does touch your heart to send a gift to help Rebecca's family, know that you can send it to Revelation Ministries or to Lydia Salazar. And you can send it to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325, and we will get that to them. God bless you so much. And there we go. That's our whistle for the day. What does that mean? That means we are done. We'll see you tomorrow on the Midwatch. God bless you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and hearing our broadcast. God bless you. Thank you.